Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had to raise money, and I did all those things. I won, and we were successful, and I've been in this the past 4 years. So I think that's a unique experience that I had that is somewhat reminiscent of the sort of the circumstances we find ourselves in here today.
There's concern apparently in the state Senate that the Senate leadership, Republican leadership, doesn't want to lose any of you guys. Are you concerned about that at all?
You know, look, I mean, that's flattering. You know, I'd be sad if they wanted to get rid of me, right? I mean, that'd be disappointing. Right, of course. My district is going to stay in the Republican control. I can tell you, I have minimal opposition at this point. I have a Green Party candidate running against me. There's no Democratic opponent. I'm very confident my seat will remain in Republican hands. I certainly can't speak for the other Senate districts or the other senators who have thrown their names in the ring, but I have no question that the 62nd Senate district will not tip the balance of power in the Senate this year.
Senator, how can you prepare for an interview like this? There's really no how-to book. It's an unprecedented situation. So I don't know, how did you prep for it?
Well, you know, I went out to Livingston County last week, and it was kind of probably a smaller version of what's going to happen in there. And you know, it's similar to going on a job interview. You know, you go over your answers, you try to emphasize your strengths, what makes you stand out. But look at these folks; they're all politically engaged. They're all political chairmen. They probably have some sense of all the different candidates, what they bring to the table. And I think they're looking for someone who a couple things. You got to have the energy. This is not something that's going to be handed to anybody. You might get the nomination, but you got to go out and run a campaign. The people of this district expect someone to get out there and run a campaign and run hard. So they want to see some passion, some fire, some energy. And I think they want someone who can articulate the message that the voters of this district care about. So I think, you know, just talking about your experiences, what you bring to the table, showing that passion, and then the rest is up to them.
You expect it's going to be a vicious campaign, and you obviously had to fight back about allegations mm-hmm. made against you. You were cleared. But do you expect some of that stuff's going to be dredged up again because maybe the Democrats think they got a shot here?
Oh, sure. Look at this is not beanbag, as they say. This is hardball, and I expect, you know, I think everyone, when they talk about Washington politics, you expect the races to be can be nasty, and you got big money maybe coming in. You might have more money being spent here in Western New York than we've seen in a long time on a race in this area. I'm fully prepared to talk about my record and my integrity, certainly against the integrity of former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who resigned in disgrace after essentially admitting to abusing women. So that's fine. We'll have that debate if that happens. If I'm the person. If I'm not the person, then you know they're going to say nasty things or negative things about whoever the candidate is. And that's why I think you need someone who's certainly willing to fight, stand on their feet, but also explain to voters what they're going to bring to the table and what they see as a positive message for this district and for the voters here.
You expect to be asked closely about that in there?
I'm sure I fully expect to be asked about that, as well as a host of other, you know, things. You know, do I have conflicts of interest? You know, do I have stocks? Do I have investments? You know, they want someone who is able not only to have the right background and the right pedigree, but also I think you need to be able to think on your feet and be able to handle whatever may come at you in a campaign like this.
Rob, Chairman Langworthy was telling us about people from Erie County and name recognition. Given that you're not primarily focused on Erie County and you're more of a Niagara County area,
sure,
does that work to your disadvantage?
Well, it could. I mean, I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of counties in there. There's eight. Obviously, Erie's the big one. Population-wise, but you know, Niagara County is not that far from Erie County, and you know, I think I would feel very comfortable having represented the people in Niagara, New Orleans, and Monroe. I got to believe that a lot of the issues they care about are not vastly different from the folks in the southern part of Erie County in this district. So, you know what, we'll get our name out there. If I'm the candidate, you got to raise money. You got to get out there. It's a short time frame. Obviously, introducing yourself to people is going to be a big part of this race. But I'm confident that I can do that in the time frame that we're going to have allotted to us.
Rob, what kind of groundwork have you done in the last week? We've heard
some people are doing polls, some people are, you know, obviously lobbying these chairs to pick them. What have you done to establish yourself if in a couple days you are the person raised for this job?
Yeah, look, I've spoken to the chairman involved. I've talked to a lot of folks in that have helped me, you know, in my campaigns for the Senate when I was mayor to make sure that they are, you know, on board should I get the call. So you're kind of laying the groundwork. You're talking to folks who are going to make the decision. But, you know, it's a unique process. You know, it's not like normally when you run for office and you go through the normal steps. This is a bit of a unique, it's almost more like a job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.